Monday night, yeah. Or Luchos Zion Iyar. Chavis Halvada Shara Hakniya Perek Dalid. He's going through different situations in which you have to be nichna, and maybe it's good practice till he gets up to, well, the first three are being nichna to people. The fourth is already being nichna to Hashem. The fifth, we're in the middle of the fifth, and that is, interestingly enough, when Hashem bestows a special tova on you, so you should be nervous and nichna, because it's one of three things, and depending on how you react to it and how you deal with it, it's going to depend, and that's what you're nervous about. That's what you're nichna about, because it could end up as one of three. It could change your life. In one of three ways, it could taka be a tova, and you use it the right way. You come into some money, or you're able to retire, or you get a yerusha, or you have menuchas nefesh. You don't have the different things that beset people so often. You feel you have menuchas nefesh, so you could use that to increase your learning, increase your tzedakah giving. You use it for that. So then it turns out it was a tremendous tova for you, and it was indeed a tova in every sense of the word. That's one way. We'll learn inside page Kuf Tzadik Tes, the second paragraph, which starts on this page, which is V'Hachamishi, and we'll start from three lines into it. Ki ribui ha'hon b'olam hazeh yela'achad mishlosha dvarim. It's going to end up being one of three things. He talks about money, but it's really anything. Any time a person feels especially blessed by Hashem. But I mean especially, what I mean especially blessed, I mean besides the fact that he's breathing and his stomach's digesting and he's able to talk and to think. I was going to say to walk. I don't want to be Layag LaRush. Most of the time you're able to walk. You gain a new appreciation if you're immobilized for a few weeks. You gain a new appreciation in being able to walk. And so that's like the regular stuff. I'm talking about like a special, above and beyond. The Chavis Halvavos really elaborates more in Shar Avodas Elokim, which we just finished with the women, and we're making a siyum in Mitzvah Hashem on Shavuos, the women. We're making a siyum by the women's Shavuos. The women get together on Shavuos Day. So we decided we're going to make the siyum then, and I'm going to give a synopsis of Shara Bodas Elokim at that siyum. Shavuos Day. Shara Bodas Elokim. The Sunday night shiur. It took 3 years, 4 years, whatever. So there he elaborates on the different categories of Tova that Hashem bestows upon people and how they should react to it. Here he's just talking in general, if you get special, you feel blessed. So it's going to end up one of three ways. It's either going to end up being indeed a good thing, and he'll say, if you use it for Avodas Hashem, you increase your tzedakah giving, you increase your learning, you increase your mitzvahs, you increase your Avodas Hashem, right? We're not just talking about Maisa mitzvahs, we're talking about Chavis Halvavos as well. You increase your Yiras Hashem, you increase your Kniya, you feel humbled, all of that. Only Nisayon u'Bechina lo, or you could waffle, and it's a Nisayon, and you have ups and downs, and you have to deal with it, and it's a being a burden in your life. It's distracting. You expanded your business, you opened up another branch in another city, or your boss gave you a promotion, but it means you have to work another hour and a half. So you struggle with this. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Money, it's a distraction, and it's an assail, and you have to, and it's like it has its ups and its downs. Oh, nekama u'michshalo, or it can turn out to be a bad thing. If you use it badly, you get so involved, you become a workaholic, and you get so involved, or you have so much money that you start indulging in things that you never used to indulge in, and next thing you know, you're trying out drugs. The next thing you know, who knows what you're doing? You're going on vacations to exotic places, and you know, yeah, Rav Shamuel Hirsch with the Alps, yeah, it's baloney. He never said it. Okay, the Simoni Hatova. How could you? I'll tell you, Rav Abba Berman said a good joke once. I said it over, I'll say it over again. Some guys went away. They cut out of yeshiva a couple of days to go camping, canoeing, whatever. And so, you know, they come back. So they tell him about the Alps with the Shan Shafalers. He says, I don't know if he's going to ask you if you saw his Alps or not, but he's for sure going to ask you if you saw his Maseches Erevin. The Simoni HaTova, the way you know that you're using it the right way, and it's taka blessing, Sheba Leha Osuk, B'milu Chayvois of Lashem, Mechdele Sasekbo. You know, again, he's talking about more money. You have to extrapolate any situation. That you increase your Avodas Hashem. Maybe it's Hashem gives you more money in the form of rental properties. So you don't really have to do much. You hire a manager and the money just rolls in. So you're right, and you taka don't get involved in it, and you use the opportunity to increase your Avodas Hashem. He doesn't become enamored, he doesn't fall in love with his new lifestyle, with his new opportunities. He's able to make it big, he's able to increase, he's able to become a Fortune 500 company, whatever, S&P 500. He doesn't rely on his new situation, he stays focused on Hashem. He uses the money for tzedakah, for good deeds. He uses this extra money for good things. The way Eov describes Miminhogo Bahono with his money when he was very wealthy, for also how he spent the money binyani shemayim. But Omar Bechoso Bitchono Olav, he didn't rely on his money. Imsanti Zohov Kisli. I can tell you that I did not put my reliance on gold. So that's number one. So now you know it's taka tova, and you make it that way. You make it into a full fledged tova. The simoni hanisoyon v'habechina. It could be just in the soyon, and you have your ups and your downs with it. So it's something that needs you to get involved in it. So you get involved in it. Bishmiras hamama. It's just another headache. Now you have to watch. You know, you get a property or you get money, and now you have to worry how to invest it, and you have to start following the stock market and consulting, and all of a sudden you have a portfolio, and you have to watch your portfolio, and you have to know what time it is in Japan when the stock market opens in Japan. You don't even have time to appreciate the good because it just makes you busy. It gives you extra tirdus. So you're being tested if you're going to break away from those tirdos and like push it up into category one, so to speak. But all he ends up with is he's still faithful to Hashem. It's not number three, but he's torud. He's not stress free. He just has extra headaches. Marba nechasa, marba daiga. Vashgacha olav umatandin v'cheshman olav. Val kayozer b'omer achacham. This is a pasuk in Koheles. Ki chol yomav machovim v'chaz inyono. Gam b'laylu lo shochad libo. What is he out of all his money? He has ulcers and a headache. And he misses minyan once in a while because he's busy. He was up late at night, and he doesn't. You know, he sits down to learn, and he's busy thinking if the dollar is going up, if the dollar is going down. The simoni hanakama could even be worse. She balahon toru b'tanuga bo. You could use it for pleasures that are not toradik, that are not oiskahalten, that are not Hashem oriented. And that pulls you away from Hashem. That makes a pirud between you and Hashem. Ubahanomi menu, michdei lamale chovos of Hashem. Forget about being mamale your obligations to Hashem. The chovos bnei odom amutolam olov mimenu. You forget about your family. This is not, by the goyim. I mean, it's not uncommon, right? A person comes into money, all of a sudden his family life suffers. And he doesn't have time for his kids, he doesn't have time for his wife. he goes off into other, he starts gambling, he starts drinking. This is nice and b'chol yom. This is the, it's not abnormal behavior. Ukvor shachach is bala tova. Forget it. He doesn't give two thoughts to Hashem anymore. Forget about that he should feel beholden to Hashem for giving him the Tova. He's taking the Tova Hashem gave him and he's using it to be marchik himself from Hashem. Famous pasuk. Eat and drink and be merry, because tomorrow we're going to die. They don't think of Hashem. So you thought you won the lottery, and there's no luckier person in the world than you. And at the end, it turned out to be your downfall, and it messes up your life and your whole relationship with your family and with Hashem. It's a mess. Therefore, when you get a tova, you should be nichna and say, boy, like, what's going to happen now? I got three maslulim to go in. It could turn out to be one of three things. V'inei ha-maskel kasha tovo lov tovo v'tzliach lo ha'olam hazeh b'chol she'ifosav bo. So instead of getting excited, yikona, he should feel nichna and small and humbled, and he should worry. Maybe this will prove to be his downfall. This supposed tova, this, it'll end up, you know, people do shidduchim, people do, and they think they're so lucky and it's a gliklach, and it turns out all sorts of things. So you have to be nichna. When things are going your way, don't pat yourself on the back and feel arrogant and say, you know, I deserve that. It's coming to me, you know, thank you Hashem, it's about time. But rather you should be nichna in realizing that, you know, your work starts now. What's it going to be? You have a choice to make. It could be one of three, it could change your life in one of three ways. One good, one bad, and one, you know, in the middle, gives you a headache and just increases your tiredness and your daigus. Okay, stop here.